USA News update. The New York grand jury hearing evidence brought by special counsel Jack Smith is reportedly back in session this week. Still no hints about when or if Smith will ask for a federal indictment of former President Trump. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach today as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of the port's biggest terminal. A similar labor action took place Friday at the Port of Oakland. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative. Fort Liberty was, until last week, Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.